Country Club FM.
Bob Almanac, a quiz coming up at the end for the Disney on Ice tickets. That's a high buck item. I don't know how high buck it is, but it's a high profile item. It's very popular. That Disney on Ice XL Energy Center 4-pack.
That's huge.
Not for this upcoming weekend, but for next weekend. So keep it here for that. And I just saw a note. Minnetonka got the, looks like they got the golden snow shovel, if you will. 9.5 inches.
Yep.
So good for them.
That's plenty.
Way to go, Minnetonka. Today is Wednesday, November 27th, 331st day of the year, 34 left to go. 1701, Anders Celsius was born on this date in Sweden. He invented the Celsius, the Celsius thermometer, which makes sense. Celsius and Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit, it's like 32 freezing and 212 boiling. Celsius, this guy said, okay, let's take those points and make them at good spots. So 0 for freezing, 100 for boiling.
That
made sense, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, really.
Is that logical? I mean, he pretty much took those two things and then formed his Celsius centigrade, if you will, around those two things. And it never took off, of course. We still use Fahrenheit here, the old English system, I guess. But every now and then you have something like a meat thermometer or something else at home, maybe your thermostat, and it accidentally gets switched to Celsius, and it kind of throws you.
It does.
When you see the temperature, you go, what? It can't be that. No, wait a minute, Celsius. And he's from Sweden. I always pictured him as Dutch. Didn't you, Anders Celsius? Didn't you think he was Dutch? All the great minds when it comes to weather were Dutch. 1911, this date, audience throws vegetables at actors for the first ever time recorded in U.S. history. 1911, the whole Rotten Tomatoes thing. That's where that comes from.
Yep.
They had vegetables, and they knew how to use them.
Right, and apparently weren't afraid.
It was a bad show. It was a bad stage show, and they started throwing vegetables at them. And that's good, because they were starving artists and actors. They so just grabbed them and ate them.
If they caught them, yeah, it was lunch.
1912.
Albania! Albania!
You've been wanting this. I know you have.
Wow.
The Adriatic.
Didn't they just have an earthquake there?
Yes, very sad.
In the history of Albania, their national flag was adopted. And does this flag say that they border on the Adriatic? I don't know. It should.
Well, yeah.
Or it should have a picture of Coach on
Coach,
it now,
right.
I would think.
Yeah,
Ernie Pantuso. What? 1955, Guinness Book of World Records published for the first time. Very popular book. It was so popular, our elementary library could not keep it on the shelves. It was always gone.
Yep.
And we didn't have enough money to buy multiple copies. So we had one copy of it. And maybe there were more copies because they'd have a new one every year. You know, everybody wanted to see the guy with the 20 foot long fingernails. Everybody wanted to see that.
Right.
Why wouldn't you want to see that?
Right. Yeah.
And the good thing about that, you didn't have to read. You could still say you're taking out a library book, but you really didn't read. You looked at the pictures.
They told the story in most instances.
1983, Neil, I know you were a part of this.
When the doors opened at this Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania store, the pushing and shoving began. One woman was knocked to the floor and suffered a broken leg. This scene has been repeated in hundreds of stores across the country that advertise the Cabbage Patch Kids. There has never been such a first-year demand for a new doll.
As far as I'm concerned, they're the worst-looking things I've ever seen. I mean, they are pathetic-looking, they're homely.
I don't know what exactly the attachment is. I think they're cute, but kind of funny-looking. Last year it was Strawberry Shortcake, this year it's Cabbage Patch Dolls.
You know what? I don't remember people breaking legs and arms and, you know, putting people in figure-four leg locks for Strawberry Shortcake, though.
No, it was a little more controlled, but I was running the toy department.
We've heard
Target
this
in Burnsville during that year.
Wasn't it by volume, maybe the busiest toy department that Target had anywhere
in
the Twin Cities?
Yes, it was.
Your high volume Target toy department ran by Neil Freeman. You knew how to move units. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, you had to break up moms and you had grandmas. They were fighting and wrestling. I mean,
and I spent several weeks working overnights with a whole crew of, you know, 10, 12 people. We worked overnights to try and...
How crazy. Just insane.
...restock and put it back together. We got trucks, everything.
Over
a
doll.
Crazy.
It's over a doll. Cabbage Patch. That's date 1983. Of course, one good thing did come from that. We got Festivus out of it. A Festivus for the rest of us.
That's good.
That's a good thing. So that was in 83. 1991 in the squared circle.
He got pile driven right into the steel chair.
Wait a minute. One.
Come on.
Two.
Get out.
We got a new world champion.
The Undertaker won the WWF Championship for the first time. 1991, he defeated Hulk Hogan.
Hogan went into a steel chair.
Yeah. Ric Flair was helping the Undertaker.
Oh,
gave him a chair, and then he pile-drived Hogan, the Hulk, onto that steel chair. And, of course, the referee was being distracted by Undertaker's manager, Paul Bearer.
There was shenanigans involved and tomfoolery.
Fear not, though, because Hulk did get the championship back a few days later.
Thank God.
1997.
Silly Seuss-mobile. It's that classic Dr. Seuss creation. The cat in hat, but the cat kind of lost his hat earlier,
uh-oh.
So we're bringing this to you thanks to the wonders, once again, of videotape, furnished by Random House Children's Publishing.
It was an especially windy Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade this day to New York City, 1997. Barney, the purple dinosaur, went down like the Hindenburg. Oh, the humanity. And sadly, though, this one here, Cat in the Hat went down, hit a lamppost, and that lamppost hit a woman.
Oof.
And knocked her out. She was in a coma for nearly a month.
Oh, my God.
Because of the Cat in the Hat. 1997, 2009 in the news.
Golf sensation Tiger Woods says his car crash outside his Florida mansion is a private matter, and he intends to keep it that way. Meanwhile, rumors involving his wife and possibly an affair with a New York woman continue to swirl at this hour.
Oh, my. It all came out this day, 2009. His dalliances, his private life.
Yeah, it didn't stay private, Tiger.
No.
I know you wanted it to, but it all came out.
It did, and you're right. And it really took a toll on his reputation, obviously. And there's still people that, it was a permanent stain. You know, credit him. He's worked his way back and won the Masters this past year. He's back to, he's not full Tiger Woods, but he's competitive out on the tour. And he's had all the health issues as well. But this was the date that the car accident, the 7-iron to the back window of his Escalade, Elin Nordgren, his wife, eventually divorced. It was a mess.
It was a mess.
It was a mess. 2000, and he did it to himself, though.
He did.
He did it
bad
to himself.
Bad decision.
Arendelle.
It's completely frozen.
Cold, 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 cold.
A real howler in July.
Yeah?
The land's covered in eternal snow.
Frozen. This date debuted, the first one. The new one's out now, and it's racking up some big numbers, Neil.
Yeah.
Frozen, 2013. The very talented Adele Dazeem, of course, starring in that.
Sure.
That was 2013, 2017.
Prince Harry has announced his wedding engagement to American actress Meghan Markle. Kensington Palace announcing the two are set to wed in spring of 2018. Wait, spring of 2018? That's coming up.
Yeah, couldn't wait. So Prince Harry and... I remember stopping and having to just not do anything for a half hour after hearing that news.
Right.
I just Meghan
shut
Markle,
everything down.
Did she play Kimmy Gibbler on Full House?
I can't remember what she did. I didn't know if she was in anything.
And then the same day, 2 years ago.
8 donkeys were put behind bars. Why? These donkeys were for eating these saplings meant to be planted in the jail premises. We bring you this report.
8 donkeys were freed from jail on this date in India for eating plants.
Mm.
Pin the crime on the donkey, Neil. That's what they did. I want that guy to come in and take over the CBS Evening News.
That would
Don't
be
you think
yes.
that would be...
He enunciated...
8 donkeys were put behind bars.
Get him on there ASAP, please. It's birthday time now.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye, he's the science guy. He's no Professor Proton, but he's pretty good. He is 64 here today. We thank him for his service as the science guy. I think that's a Disney show, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen the Disney Disney Channel. It's very popular. So Bill Nye is 64. He's one of the nerds.
Okay, Takashi, now show me your cards.
Okay, 2 and 4 kings. That's good, yes?
No, you got too many kings.
Oh.
So you gotta get rid of these.
Here,
I'll take 3 of these kings out.
And we'll replace them with three fresh cards.
Oh, okay.
He was Booger. Do you know why they called him that?
Well, I don't, actually. But
he is 66
I've
today.
Got a pretty good idea.
From Revenge of the Nerds.
There's a guy on Monday Night Football. It's Booger.
Oh, yeah, one of the commentators,
yeah,
right?
He's Booger something or other.
Is he still, like, sitting in a crane?
No, now
oh,
they got
took him out
the
of
booth.
The crane.
Yeah,
okay.
Do people always stare at you?
What are you talking about? They're staring at you.
Stop.
I'm serious. You're a giant. They think you might eat them.
He's William Fichtner. That's him on the show Mom. He's the one in the wheelchair.
Oh,
on okay. the show Mom. He is 63. Former Governor Tim Pawlenty today. Happy birthday. He's 59. He's almost 60. T-Paw, our former governor. Robin Givens. When it comes to boyfriends and husbands, she chose poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Because she went with Michael Tyson.
That did not work.
What time is it, Neil?
I believe it to be TV theme time.
Right. Head of the class. She was on that show. How Dr. Johnny Fever became a teacher for gifted right. children in a class for gifted children. I don't know. But Robin Givens, the best to her. She's 55. Our rapper of the day is Twista. Twista. Wasn't that a game with colored circles on a plastic film
yes.
tarp?
Yes, it was.
Let's lay the tarp out and play some Twista.
Twista.
Rapper Twista, 46 today. And this guy.
Look what you did.
Or do you prefer this?
Did I do that?
So which of Jaleel White's Urkel's catchphrases do you prefer? Do you prefer?
Look what you did.
Or.
Did I do that?
Neil.
My ears are bleeding.
The world wants to know.
Yeah.
He was from Family Matters. He was Urkel.
Wasn't
you know, it was
fan.
All cute, and then it got really awkward. The thing with Gary Coleman, he never grew.
Right.
So the what you talking about Willis, the guy was almost 30 and still playing that role because he just didn't grow. He had the
right,
thing
right.
where he didn't get tall. But
so it still kind of worked.
Jaleel White was 6'3 in the suspenders doing the, and I do that. It was
right.
weird.
It didn't work.
It really was. 43 for him today.
All right. Gone, but not forgotten. He's a Hall of Fame sportscaster. He's a play-by-play guy for the Lakers for many years. Chick Hearn, his name. And he was born on this day, 1916. He was Howdy Doody, Buffalo Bob Smith.
Well, anyway, boys and girls here in Doodyville, kids in Brooklyn and the Bronx and Manhattan and Queens and Richmond and all over New York City and all over America, let's go!
Doody time.
So that was from 1954. Those kids that are in that audience, probably 5, 6, 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably early 70s
right
now.
Yeah.
Wow. That's something else.
Buffalo Bob Smith was born on this day, 1917. Martial arts actor Bruce Lee, who died young, born on this day, 1940. The great country singer Eddie Rabbit was born on this day, 1941. Of course, we lost him to cancer. How about this guy? He can play with his teeth, with his left hand.
His earlobes.
Yeah, he could do it all. Considered one of the greatest guitar players of our or any time, Jimi Hendrix. The troubled Jimi Hendrix died also very young. And actor James Avery.
Finally, after 2 years, I realized that Janice wasn't going to have me, so I settled for Vivian.
Vivian, sweetheart, that came out wrong. Honey, honey, baby. Jeffrey, prepare Mr. Banks's couch.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you know it.
He was Uncle Phil, 1945 for James Avery, and they're all gone. But not forgotten.
The pre-Thanksgiving edition of the Bob Almanac here, and we're giving away right now a 4-pack of Disney on Ice tickets, plus the ultimate gift. It's all about the plus. The ultimate gift movie is a part of this package. Would you like to win a 4-pack? And the show is at the XL Energy Center.
Right.
And you can choose the...
There's multiple showings.
Thursday, December 5th through Sunday, December 8th. Of course, with them being at the X, that means the Wild will be on the road again.
Again.
They've played 17 road games and only 8 home games. But you know, maybe
soon the tables will turn.
Exactly. So 763-450-0100, the number. Here is the question. On this date in 1991, The Undertaker defeated Hulk Hogan for the WWF Championship, the first of many for The Undertaker. What did The Undertaker pile drive Hulk Hogan onto?
Right.
There was a foreign object from outside of the ring. What did they use? What was that? I'm not going to ask you who gave him the chair, who put the chair in position for the pile driver.
Uh-oh, you just gave the answer.
That's all right. Maybe they didn't hear. 763-450. What kind of that was it? 763-450-0100. Call in. Be a good listener, and you win. Would you like to start your Bobathon with Brian White sitting on go, Trace Adkins, Ladies Love Country Boys, or Eddie Rabbit, the gone but not forgotten Eddie Rabbit, $2 in the old jukebox?
We have to do it.
You really do.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KBGY.